Welcome to this special podcast produced for the 60th anniversary of the Joint Inspection Unit. In this episode, we explore how member state engagement strengthens oversight and helps maximize the impact of the Joint Inspection Unit across the United Nations system. The JIU is the only external independent system-wide oversight body in the United Nations system. Its effectiveness depends not only on the relevance and quality of the unit's outputs, but also on what member states do with these outputs. This is the focus of this week's article. Member states are not passive recipients of reports. They shape the unit's authority and long-term relevance in three concrete ways. First, they appoint the inspectors. The unit has 11 inspectors elected by the General Assembly for 5-year terms through a regional process that ensures equitable geographical representation. Inspectors serve in their personal capacity and do not represent national interests. As such, their appointment by member states reinforces both their independence and their legitimacy. Second, member states, through the respective governing bodies of participating organizations, can request the JIU to undertake specific reviews, thereby contributing to shaping the unit's annual program of work. This document is transmitted to the General Assembly through the Secretary General and is subsequently issued as an official United Nations document. Third, member states consider JIU reports submitted to them through legislative organs and governing bodies. They may take note of the report, including its findings, conclusions, and recommendations. Endorse some or all of the recommendations, request follow-up reporting, or ask executive heads to implement specific measures. Evidence over time shows that when recommendations are actively discussed, followed up on, and integrated into decision-making processes, implementation rates tend to increase. To facilitate this process, the unit produces both comprehensive analytical reports and shorter summaries tailored to member states. Follow-up on reports continues in intergovernmental forums, including the Fifth Committee of the General Assembly, where member states can examine trends, implementation challenges, and systemic risks. In some cases, the unit can present findings directly to groups of member states and has done so on sensitive topics such as the protection of whistleblowers and the prevention of sexual exploitation and abuse. Ultimately, the General Assembly recognizes that system-wide effectiveness is a shared responsibility between the unit, member states, and the secretariats of participating organizations. The unit provides independent analysis and recommendations, executive heads implement, and member states close the accountability loop by reviewing findings, setting expectations, tracking progress, and ensuring that recommendations addressed to them are implemented. As Inspector Conrad Hunty, chair of the Joint Inspection Unit for 2026, notes, effective system-wide oversight depends on the active engagement of member states. Through the appointment of inspectors, review of reports, and follow-up on recommendations implementation, they translate independent analysis into accountable governance. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to welcoming you to the next episode dedicated to the 60th anniversary of the Joint Inspection Unit.